Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. It's Thursday, September 13th. Legos are among the most popular toys in the world. They've inspired art installations, museums, and, of course, millions of hours of lying on the floor with kids building Star Wars galaxies out of tiny plastic bricks. There are entire YouTube channels devoted to showing off Lego creations. All that fun's been good for the $2 billion Danish company, which owns about 80% of the construction toy market. Every day, 100 million Lego bricks, trees, and little people pop off the company's massive assembly line. But all that plastic, which is made with petroleum, hasn't been so good for the planet, and Lego's worried about that. So, the company's trying to ditch the plastic. Lego says it will remake all of its products with plant-based or recycled materials by 2030. The move comes as the issue of plastic waste generates growing global worry and outrage. But such a plan could be costly. Lego's already tested and thrown out nearly 200 potential alternative materials. So far, the perfect eco-friendly brick remains elusive. Lego's trying to reinvent its materials without changing its product, while up against unprecedented competition from video games and Mattel. Mattel bought number two construction toy company Mega Brands in 2014, and it's been building the brand in an effort to knock Lego's down a few bricks. Unlike Lego, Mattel can integrate its blocks and characters into other toy lines like Barbie and Hot Wheels. It's also developed figures for girls, like the toys based on Women of NASA. And last week, Mattel announced it's starting a new film division, which will produce movies starring its iconic toys. Lego started its own film division in 2014. So far, Mattel hasn't announced any plans to reduce its use of traditional plastic. But with other large companies outside the toy industry also turning to compostables and other cleaner materials, it may just be a matter of time. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. We're building our podcast not brick by brick, but friend by friend. We hope you'll tell your friends and colleagues to listen. I'm David Brown. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.